It's Thursday, the 4th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Media Professionals Union has condemned the alleged assault on the 2nd of April 2024 of a female journalist by a male editor of a prominent newspaper. This comes after a case of common assault was opened by the alleged victim at the Ochomuise police station in Windhoek. NAMPU Acting Secretary General Jemima Birkes.
As NAMPU, we want to empathetically denounce gender-based violence against journalists or any other person. It is simply inexcusable. We commend the courage of journalists who bravely speak out against this injustice despite the pervasive patriarchy. We know it's not easy. It's one of the reasons that we have struggled as a union and as activists in the industry to address issues like this is because victims are silenced and perpetrators hide behind the silence and they continue to exploit it. NAMPU also want to make it very clear to our members that we stand with them all the way. We really need to create a safe and supportive environment for journalists that stand at the forefront to fight for rights.
Bank of Namibia Governor Johannes Kavahab has engaged stakeholders at Lüderitz about the potential from recent oil and gas discoveries and green hydrogen projects. The event, spanning from 3 to 4 April, included a public lecture titled Positioning Namibia's Oil and Gas Endowments, Avoiding the Dutch Disease. Kadimbire Demburuka, Director of Strategic Communications and International Relations at the Bank of Namibia, has more.
The governor of the bank underscored the critical importance of the country to adopt strategies to foster and maximize economic growth. He drew on various case studies highlighting the disparity between oil-producing nations that haven't leveraged their oil discoveries for significant development and those that have successfully utilized their wealth to escape the resource curse. Successful examples included countries that have put stringent anti-corruption measures in place, those that are effectively managing their revenue, ensuring the benefits extend to future generations. He emphasized the importance of economic diversity, cautioning against an over-reliance on the oil and gas sector due to the volatility of commodity prices.
In a developing story from South Africa, the Pretoria Magistrates Court has granted former National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa Nkakula bail of 50,000 rand. The case has been postponed to June 4th and a second accused will then be added to it. State Prosecutor Becky Maniati has meanwhile confirmed that the state is not opposed to Mapisa Nkakula being released on bail.
It is common cause that the charges fall within Schedule 5 of the Criminal Procedure Act, and the onus is on the applicant to satisfy this court by adducing evidence that the interest of justice permit their release on bail.
U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to speak to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later today following the killing of 7 aid workers in Gaza.
U.S. President Joe Biden is facing increased criticism over the discrepancy between his words and actions. We've seen plenty of outrage from the president over the killing of these 7 aid workers, but at the same time, the Biden administration making it clear there will be no change in U.S. policy when it comes to Israel and that Israel still has the unwavering support of Washington. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
And finally, the official inauguration of Palliative Care Namibia by the Cancer Association of Namibia is scheduled for tomorrow in Windhoek. Rolf Hansen, the CEO of the Cancer Association, says the initiative is a significant step towards improving the quality of life for many Namibians.
Globally, we are over-treating patients at such an alarming rate that quality of life is actually suppressed. It is an unnecessary expense to over-treat patients when they can be properly palliated. We are actually able to save costs on our national health budget if we bring in a very good palliative policy and we equip our medical officers to do quality palliative care. And for this reason, the Cancer Association decided to embark on this journey to bring interdisciplinary palliative care to Namibia.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.